Oh, honey, that thing is warm, but I've got to fix me a new top and bottom on mine. Uh-huh. My daughter, she said something about Mama's feet and legs being so bad about staying cold. And her uncle told her, says, how come you don't carry one of them comforts down there and give them? Says, them's the best, warmest thing in the world.
Where do they live, the ones that grew the sheep?
They both dead now. They lived up yonder in Ohio.
In Ohio. So you don't see that much sheep around this part of the
country. Uh-huh. So, she brought me one. And the top and the bottom is a split.
Uh-huh.
It's, my goodness alive, she's been dead. Oh, I guess she's been dead around 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But them days, they had plenty of wool, them mm-hmm. days. Like my mother used to pick ducks and make feather beds, pillows.
Mm-hmm. What about a male pig, hog? What would you call a male hog?
Boar.
What about one that had been worked on?
Call him
Do they ever do that to the hogs to make them tender, or is that what they did for them?
No. You know what? What they, you know, that big old nuts hanging back.
Mm-hmm.
They cut them out and they can't get no wild peas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it made the meat tender or something. Was what they
you can't. Get. You can't eat them unless you do cut them out. Mm-hmm. But they alter
rhythm.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call
it. Mm-hmm.
Alter
rhythm. Mm-hmm. What about the hairs on the pig? Did you have any special name for the hairs on the pig?
No, you know, that's like a cat or a dog. It's natural for them.
What about their big teeth on a big old pig that stuck out?
About them there is old wood rulers. They're wild.
Uh-huh. And the ones that have these big old long tusks come out of them.
Uh-huh.
Do they have any of those living around here?
No, they don't have them around here. Now, they used to have them up yonder above Alabama. But people eat those wild hogs.
Without them having been worked on.
Well, you know, just as soon as you kept it, you
mm-hmm. Well, I didn't, I just thought it made them tender.
I've heard folks talk about it, honey. You know, I asked myself, I didn't think you could eat them. I said, well, now if you take, when you kill a rabbit or anything that way, it's male, and do that, they're going to strong.
Uh-huh, so that's what it was. What do you call the noise that a calf makes when he's being weaned, when you take him away from his mom and shut him up?
It means he's hungry.
What do you say he's doing when he hollers for his mama?
Well, he's hollering bad for his mama.
What about a gentle, low noise that a cow makes? You say a cow can, you hear the cows back down in the pasture making a noise, and you say, do you hear those cows?
Mooing.
Mooing. Do you ever call it lowing?
Lowing. Well, it's the same thing.
Oh, it means the same thing. Which would you usually ordinarily say?
Well, in a case like that, you better put lowing.
Lowing.
Of course.
That's what, of course, you say that mooing, but you can talk about cows low.
Uh-huh.
What about a horse's nose? What do you call that?
Quicker.